She turned and headed for her ship. As she walked, she activated her comlink and hailed her astromech.
T-6, get the ship ready for launch.
The droid acknowledged receipt and queried about a flight plan.
None,
Aaron said, and the droid let out a long, suffering beep. When she reached the landing bay, T-6, the dome of his orange head sticking out of the PT-7's droid socket, beeped a greeting. The Raven starfighter was already in pre-launch, and the hum of the warming engine coils made the pad vibrate under her feet. She stood there for a time, staring at the ladder that led into her cockpit, listening to the hum of the engines, thinking that if she got in and took off, she could never come back. She thought back to the pain she'd felt when Master Zallo had died. She had felt it physically, a searing shock in her abdomen that burned away doubt. Closing her eyes, she inhaled deeply, a new clean breath, and shed her outer Jedi robes, the robes she'd earned under Master Zallo's tutelage. She could not avenge him as a Jedi. She could and should avenge him as his friend.
What are you doing, Aaron?
Volan called from behind her. She turned to see that Volan and Kivo had followed her to her ship. Volan wore a concerned frown.
Are you following me?
Aaron asked.
Yes.
Don't,
she said.
What are you doing, Aaron?
She put one hand on the ladder to her cockpit.
I already told you, Volan. Something for Master Zallo.
But your robes, I don't understand.
She could offer no explanation that would satisfy him. She turned, climbed the ladder to the cockpit, and pulled on her helmet. Thankfully, T-6 held any questions it might have had. Volan and Kivo walked toward the ship. Aaron felt Volan's alarm, his uncertainty. He stopped when he reached Aaron's robes. He looked as if he were standing over a grave. Perhaps he knew what it meant that Aaron had left them there.
Tell Master Darnalla I am sorry,
she called to him.
Tell her, Volan.
Volan and Kivo did not come any closer. It was as though the discarded robes demarcated some boundary they could not cross.
Sorry for what?
Volan called.
Aaron, please tell me what you're doing. Why are you leaving your robes?
She will understand, Volan. Be well.
She lowered the transparasteel canopy on the cockpit and could not hear whatever Volan said in response. The engines grew louder, and Volan stood on the landing pad, staring up at Aaron. Kivo stood beside him, his dark eyes on Aaron's robes.
Get us out of here, T-6,
she said.
Set a course for Volta, in the mid-rim.
She knew someone there once. She hoped he was still there. If anyone could get her to Coruscant, it was the Z-Man. The droid beeped agreement, and the Raven's engines lifted it from the pad. She looked down one last time to see Volan gathering her robes with the same delicacy he might use to bear a fallen comrade.